Live from the DeChavez Music Home Studio, this is the DeChavez Podcast, showcasing anything of interest. DeChavez Podcast, episode number 3. Tune in your percussion instrument. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to podcast number 3 of the DeChavez Podcast, entitled Tuning Your Percussion Instrument. So, today, I'm going to show you a pair of bongos. They are groove percussion professional bongos. So, these type, they don't sell anymore, unfortunately. So, well, at least on Sweetwater, I think we bought them from Sweetwater. Maybe Sam... No, Sweetwater, probably. Sam Ash, I think it is. Don't remember anymore. Either way. It's interesting because I used to play bongos for, like, 2 bands, actually, believe it or not. And each time you use them, they generally don't need to be tuned. Unfortunately, if you do not use them... then they might need to be, especially because depending on the piece that you're trying to work with, perhaps the band or whomever wants the bongos at, like, maybe one at a higher note and one at a lower note. So it just depends. Now, the other use case is that if you don't use your bongos for, like, a long time and they go through cold, hot, warm type of deal, they might become out of tune too, just like a guitar or anything like that. Now these are quite heavy, so I will have to put the mic down, unfortunately, because I cannot find my stand right now. Actually, I think I know where it is, but it won't fit here. Either way, no matter. So to tune them, you have an Allen wrench, I believe it's called. So, the Allen wrench has different sizes. You could either use the big or the little size. I can't speak for most bongos, but these come with a drawstring bag. And within the bag is an Allen wrench, specifically for these bongos. So, to tune them, you have to... figure out there's 4 things you have to use, and they will basically determine the notation of your bongos. You have to turn them all, otherwise it won't be tuned. And right now the bongos are actually on the floor. You usually play them, you put them between your legs and just hold it that way. And interesting. Feels like rust on here, but maybe not. Sorry, guys. Just trying to figure out what the hell is going on here. Maybe it's just me. Okay. Anyway. I believe if you lose your Allen wrench or whatever, you can perhaps get it from a music store, but I try not to lose it, because, yeah, it's interesting. So, I'm going to try to put the mic on the computer, so I apologize for any noise you might hear, but it's better to try and tune with the bongos on your lap, and, yeah. So, basically, I am going to see what they are at, and this has to do with pitch-wise and everything else, because if you have perfect... or as they classify it, perfect or absolute pitch, then you generally should be able to tune. I actually am able to tune, but yeah, at a price. So let me see. Let's pick up these big boys. I'm going to put the mic on the computer, and again, I apologize for any noise. Thank you. Okay, so I have the bongos. And let's see. Don't like it. Really don't. Okay, so let's just see what I can do here. Now, to tune these, you have to flip them over and pretty much, like, figure out the cap things on the bottom. Like I said, you have to do all four of them, otherwise they won't tune correctly. Won't tune at all, actually. So let's have a look here, shall we? Now it's very important that there are screws, actually, that's what it is. There's screws and you have to basically use the Allen wrench to tune it. So there are four on each bongo, and actually now that I feel it, there's different sizes. That's why the Allen wrench has the two sizes. I forget exactly the size things for these Allen wrenches, but the bigger one is for obviously the bigger caps, and the smaller one is obviously for the smaller caps. You have to do all four again, because if not, it's not gonna be tuned. So excuse me while I try to tune, and yeah, hopefully it's mic's pretty good. Okay, so I'm gonna get the Allen wrench, which is behind me. Try and tune this. The first bongo usually should be lower note, but it depends on what you want. So in this case, I actually do want a little bit higher note. So we'll see what happens. Okay. Oh. Let's see, what is this guy? Perfect. Last guy. Okay, that one's tuned. Next. Okay. No, I hate to cut that short, but actually, they're tuned now. Good. So basically what I've done is that you have Allen wrench, and depending on the small or big, you obviously use it, and you loosen the actual screws underneath the cap. Do not try to loosen the cap. Leave it as it is. And these are kind of tough to try and tune because the heads have been like sitting there trying to go through cold and warm and hot and stuff like that. So it's kind of, the screws kind of don't want to turn sometimes. It's kind of hard, but be careful not to to put too much tension on them, as in like sit things on them like, I don't know, perhaps a gallon of milk or even like a huge bag of potatoes that's like 15 pounds or more. Because you'll eventually like damage the heads, and some of these heads are made out of like buffalo skin and stuff like that. So I forget which one these are made of, and unfortunately they no longer have it, so I can't go and check it out nor give you guys information on them. But hey, so now I'm going to go ahead and put this back in the drawstring bag, the Allen wrench, and I'll try to play a little bit, like a couple of seconds, and see how it sounds. It's put back in the back, so let's flip these guys over, and I will set the mic down, and this is an actual professional mic for vocals or acoustic, so bongos are considered acoustic, so it actually mic just fine. So let's go ahead and give it a few, move this table a little bit, hang on. Okay, let's give it a few plays, and yeah, enjoy. You know what? Actually, I tuned this thing correctly. Looks like this one is not tuned right. Oh dear. Okay. I guess we're gonna have to use the wrench and try to tune this again. The second one. Let's see. Which one is this guy? Yeah, this sounds horrible. Oops. Out again and tune you some more. Whoa. Oops. Come on. This guy. Yep, come on. Okay. I know that you could be tuned better than this. One more, guys. Sorry about that. One, two, three, and let's see. This needs to be tuned a little bit higher, so let's try this way. One, oh, two, three, four. Nah, it's okay. All right. Tune these as best as I can for now. Now, some people will complain that it's not how it should be tuned, but so I can tune this a little bit more. I think I can. This last bump, I think I can. Let's see. Okay. Come on. Come on. Turn this guy, and we'll be done. One. Come on. Oh. Are you kidding me? What? Good, good. Okay. Good enough for me for now. Oof. Okay, that was some work. Sorry about that, folks. It took a little bit longer than it should have, but these have not been tuned in a while, so it's kind of tricky, but tuned it to what I want right now. So, yeah. Wow. All right, let's see. How do you sound? That's that. They sound a bit interesting because they are, but it takes quite a bit to try to tune these to exactly how you want. So, but yeah, they're okay. I mean, they're cool. Yeah, very cool. Yeah, pretty good. They could be tuned finer, but for my purposes, they're okay for now. So, all right. Well, from Utah, we thank you, and yeah, have a great day. See you on podcast number 4. Goodbye. DeChavez Podcast is now on iHeartRadio. To subscribe, visit iHeartRadio.com and search for DeChavez Podcast, or visit www.chavezapps.us. and click on subscribe with iHeartRadio. DeChavez Podcast is now on Alexa devices. Tell Alexa, play DeChavez Podcast. DeChavez Podcast contact info. To subscribe to the podcast, visit www.chavezapps.us. Click on subscribe and you'll have many options to subscribe, such as TuneIn, Amazon Music, and more. To contact the author, email webmaster@chavezapps.us. Thanks for listening.